from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Lee, Night in the Morning here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is Wednesday, November 27th. We've got a great show in store for you today. Coming up at about 7:15, Donna Heckler is going to be on. She is a global marketing executive who has been blessed with a prominent career in the corporate sector, but she has a new book out called Marketing God, Inspired Strategies for Building the Kingdom. We're going to talk to her all about that. These are going to be some good tips, I think, for us as we go into Thanksgiving. If you're there with family members who maybe have been away from the church for a long time, we're going to talk to her about her new book. I like the title, too, Marketing God, Inspired Strategies for Building the Kingdom. 7:45 today, Bo Bonner, director of the Zeta Institute for Foundations and Ethics and Leadership, going to be on the show today. Coming up about 7:10, or maybe a little bit before, I promised you yesterday my wife's stuffing recipe, and I have it. I was talking to her about it last night. Now, I did not promise that I would be able to deliver it in the way that she does, in the sense of how to kind of speak this stuff, because I don't know how to talk about recipes and all that sort of jazz. But I'm going to do my absolute best here, so get your pen and paper. Full disclosure, this is not her, so she didn't come up with this herself. Of course, this was given to her by someone who was given to them by someone. So, but anyway, it's a crock pot stuffing that is super easy. I'm going to have that for you today coming up in just a little bit. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwell. We will have your saint of the day on this Wednesday as well. Let's get to it. The day before Thanksgiving. One of my favorite days of the year, by the way. I don't know why it is, but it's just always been one of my favorite days of the year. We'll get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you.
Yes, yes, and to you as well.
Well, thank you, and I want to wish you and all our listeners and, of course, your family a blessed holiday, a Thanksgiving holiday, and a little bit of family time, conversation, discussion.
Yes.
And, just kind of renewed, getting kind of recharged up and renewed. I know we're not going to have a show here until Monday. Is that right?
We will not have a show till Monday. No, we're going to play music tomorrow, so kind of get you introduced with our music station as well. But we will have that tomorrow and Friday morning. But because I know you'll be up
now,
early shopping.
Yes, on Black Friday, sure.
Or out late Thanksgiving.
Are you going to? That is probably more so than true. But are you going to be spinning the tunes there on Iowa Catholic Radio, all the music? These are your favorite hits?
Jimmy and Tony take the reins on this one. But I got word it's going to be Christmas music that we're going to be playing. So,
I see.
Yes. So like it or not, you're going to be listening to some Christmas music tomorrow.
I see. That is awesome. Okay. Well, I thought you were taking requests, and I was going to text you a couple of them. Well, Joe from Sioux City was going to text you a few and see if you knew what the songs were, but since we're doing the Christmas caroling, that's fine.
My kids are putting on concerts right now for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons every night, so they're going nuts on that.
There you
My
go.
Sister has got some videos posted to her Facebook of that, but they're having fun. Oh, yeah. Sherry's that's one of their favorites.
Is that Jimmy or Tony doing that?
That's
in the background?
That's Tony.
Heard one of them.
Well, you got to expect that's
okay.
Tony there. You know, Tony Deacon. Do you sing some of their songs in your little concerts?
No,
No, never have done any Four Seasons, but you know, that was a great group.
Can you get that high?
Sherry.
There we go.
Sherry, baby.
See? He's got it.
I think I pulled something.
I knew it wasn't Jimmy.
Oh, he's got it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's great. Now, John, I had a first last night happen.
Yes.
He had the Dowling girls and Lincoln girls over at the Roundhouse, Des Moines Lincoln.
Okay.
And the power went out in the second quarter.
You're
kidding
me.
the whole power. You know, they had a car accident not too far from the school and hit a transformer and killed the power. The whole neighborhood was out.
Here's the rest of that story, Mark. Eileen and I were watching TV, and out the south window, we could see this big flash. And it was coming down rain, and I thought, wow, that's lightning. And then about 10 seconds later, another big flash. But I come to find out that was the transformers blowing.
Wow. Wow.
That's how bright they were.
How many people lost power? Do we know?
I didn't hear.
In that area, that neighborhood of Lincoln High School, at Southwest 9th and Bell, the transformer was knocked down. Tony, that you saw, was at Southwest 12th and Park Avenue.
Goodness.
And it cut everything out. We, right in the middle of the game, it wasn't a dead ball or anything. They were playing, and we had a delay.
It was a dead ball then.
The police were there, you know, can't find the ball. And then the police were there, and they didn't know how long it would take for them to reroute the power to get the so they just, after about a 20-minute delay, they postponed the game to a later date.
My goodness.
But we were with our cell phones trying to, because we were up high in the roundhouse.
There was
a big press box up there way off the ground, and we had to figure out a way to get everything packed up. Steve DeVinny was my partner last night on the radio, and we got it all done and got packed up, and everything was handled smoothly thanks to the Des Moines Lincoln administration. They did a great job.
Wow. Yeah, get those flashlights on the phone going.
That's what we were going by. So.
That's what we need to add to our events package, Jimmy. Those flashlights with the, on your head. Yeah, you can put those on and then put your equipment away.
Give Mark one of those up in those rafters.
I'd appreciate that, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. All right, well, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwall currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Flurries and 33 degrees. We do have a wind advisory until noon today as our winds right now west-northwest at 30 miles per hour. Feels like temperature here in central Iowa, 19 degrees. And today the snow will be ending. We'll see blowing snow throughout the day, partly cloudy later. Steady temperatures, 33 degrees will be our high, which it is right now. Northwest winds, 25, gusting to over 35 miles per hour at times. Tonight, cloudy skies, overnight low of 24 degrees. And then tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, but light snow later in the day, a high of 38 degrees. Be mindful of traveling, especially to the north and west of Des Moines, where the snow has really made an impact along with the wind. Friday, rain, heavy at times on Friday. Temperatures will be warmer, a high of 44 degrees. And the weekend, not looking too bad. Rain early on Saturday, a high of 54 degrees. Sunday, flurries with a high of 37 degrees. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, Iowa soybean harvest is done, and the corn harvest is not far behind. Now, if you're out there on the highway, you probably can't see that because of the snow, but in its weekly crop report, the Iowa Department of Agriculture says 86% of Iowa's corn crop has been picked 10 days behind last year. Much of the harvested corn and soybeans in Iowa have a higher than desired moisture content, and the farmers are having now a hard time getting propane that they need to fuel the grain dryers. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. As I mentioned earlier, last night's girls basketball game, Dowling and Lincoln, was suspended late in the second quarter due to a power outage at Lincoln High School, and that game will be resumed and played at a later date. Yesterday's men's college basketball last night, in the tournament down in Cancun, West Virginia upended the Northern Iowa Panthers 60-55 at the Cancun Challenge. Panthers now fall to 6-1. They'll take on South Carolina today at 5 o'clock. Drake Bulldogs defeated Northeastern yesterday in the Gulf Coast Showcase down in Florida by the score of 59-56. Today, Drake will take on Murray State, and they'll tip it off at 12:30 today. Northern Iowa will take on South Carolina this afternoon at 5 o'clock. And And this morning, the Iowa State Cyclones are in action. They take on Michigan in men's college basketball. They'll tip it off at 11 o'clock, televised on ESPN at the Nassau Bahamas in the battle for Atlantis. Today in women's college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeyes take on Cincinnati. They'll tip off at 1:30 in the Puerto Rico Classic. Last night, NBA G League basketball, Iowa Wolves defeated Northern Arizona 132-107 down in the Phoenix area. And last night in AHL hockey, Texas defeated the Iowa Wild 7-3 down in Austin, Texas. Tonight, right here in Des Moines, Des Moines Buccaneers are home. They take on Dubuque in USHL hockey. They'll face off at 6:30 at Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale. And today there is no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, flurries, 33 degrees, a wind advisory until noon today, northwest winds at 30 miles per hour. Today the snow will be ending, blowing snow throughout the day. Temperatures remain steady at 33 degrees. Northwest winds 25 to 35 miles per hour here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio. News, weather, and sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Should be a pretty easy drive for you this morning as we're getting into the Thanksgiving holiday. 7 minutes as you're headed from the West Mixer to downtown, 235. 7 minutes as well from the East Mixer to downtown. And then a traffic light malfunction. That is on Hubble, or there around Easton. So that's going to create a little, hopefully they'll get that cleaned up here pretty quick and things back to normal. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic
now,
Radio.
Now you have it easy tomorrow because you don't have to bring anything.
Not now,
to
no.
Thanksgiving.
Right. Normally, I would bring the pies to Thanksgiving, but my cousin informed me a couple weeks ago that he was going to get the pies.
That's perfect.
So I just need to show up.
You just show up and eat.
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and then we'll play games and just kind of hang out with the family for a
like
little
board
while.
Board games?
No, we actually play card games.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you most looking forward to eat?
I really don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I have no real preference.
That's not a big, you don't look forward to Thanksgiving meal as much?
No, not since I, quit eating as much.
I've met some people like you. I've met some strange people like you.
Where, in fact, I have a small plate I don't like over pile it or anything.
Really?
I mean, years ago I did, but, after I lost all my weight and tried to start getting a little more healthier, I'm not, I don't do that as bad.
Well, I'll eat enough for the both of us.
Well, good job.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to eat at noon, and then I'm going to eat about 3, and then I'm going to eat about 5, and then I might eat again about 8. So, it's just kind of one of those. Deacon Tony said, you graze all day. That's what I do. I just kind of graze.
Well, it's because you got to get all those carbs because you're going to do the, the turkey half marathon on Saturday?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
My daughter's actually doing that.
But I'm going to put my body through punishment today at the gym. I'll tell you that.
Friday is coma day.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I am going to go to that gym and work out today, tomorrow. I'm going to even go tomorrow morning. I mean, I've got to because I kind of lay it on. Now, we have.
Yeah, they're open, I think, till noon, and then they close at noon, and then reopen at 5 or something like that or
yeah.
something. Just double-check the sign.
Oh, yeah.
Since we go to the same gym.
We go to the same gym. Yeah, Carbsgiving. And tomorrow it's going to be that. Because my wife, now, she makes a big thing of pasta. So we do the homemade meatballs, sauce, and rigatonis, and she does that huge, huge thing of that. And then.
So no turkey?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't really. I'm not a big turkey guy. It's got to be dark meat.
So not all the turkey leftovers for like sandwiches.
Oh yeah, we do that.
And
yeah, I'll do
that. Soups and yeah. whatever. Those. You know, those are always great ideas of what do you do with all the leftovers after Thanksgiving? How creative
some
do you
soups,
get?
Yeah, as you said before, there are some good recipes out there for that. But mostly for me, it's kind of dipping my hand in the bag and just pulling out some turkey to eat. But I don't like white meat, so I don't eat any of that. But now the stuffing, mm-hmm. now, You like stuffing?
I like stuffing.
Oh,
yes,
I love stuffing. My wife's stuffing. Now, she has a recipe here. Now, I took pictures of it last night.
Yeah.
First, I was taking pictures, and she said, John, that's not the stuffing. That's the rice pilaf.
I was wondering why I didn't see any bread in that.
Yeah, so I turned the page, and I got to the crock pot stuffing. Now, crock pot normally means pretty easy, and in this case, it means easy. It's a little bit easier than I think most. And as I said before, my wife, she has this recipe, but it's, you know, something that was given to her and then given to that person. But here, I'm going to give it to you right now, friends, because I know there were several of you that texted and you wanted this crockpot stuffing recipe. My wife just generously dishes this thing out, no pun intended, to anyone that wants to know what it is. So here we go. We have, now get your pen and papers. And if you miss this, you can hear it again at 7 o'clock in the evening as well. 1 cup of butter. This is what you're going to need. 2 cups of chopped onion, 2 cups of chopped celery, 2 cups of chopped carrots, 1/4 cup parsley sprigs, whatever that means, 12 to 13 cups day-old bread cubes, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1.5 teaspoon pepper, 1.5 teaspoon dried sage, 1 teaspoon dried thyme. I'll go over this again. 3.5 to 4.5 cups of chicken stock and 2 well-beaten eggs. I hear the phone already ringing. They're saying, slow down, will you?
If you send me that picture, I can also post it on Facebook.
Okay, too. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that then.
I'll have to remind you.
1 cup of, yeah, you will, about 3 times. 1 cup of butter, 2 cups chopped onion, 2 cups chopped celery, 2 cups chopped carrots, 1/4 cup parsley sprigs, 12 to 13 cups day-old breadcrumbs, 1.5 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1.5 teaspoon dried sage, 1 teaspoon dried thyme, 3 to 4.5 cups of chicken stock and 2 well-beaten eggs. And here's what you do. You melt the butter in a skillet and you saute the onion, celery, and carrots and parsley in that butter. Then you pour over the day-old breadcrumbs. Now, what my wife does, she takes these, you know, sheets and then puts the breadcrumbs all out and then they just kind of dry. She covers them and then it just dries out for about a day. In about 24 hours is what she does. So I won't be surprised if I go home today and find them already cubed and cut and everything. Then you put them in a very large container or bowl, and you add seasoning, and you toss together well. So all the seasonings that you have there. Then you pour enough stock to moisten and beaten eggs and mix well. I can't talk. I don't know. You mix well, put the eggs in, whatever. I'm just going to put this on our Facebook page, all right? You ready? I'll put it on the Facebook page, and then we'll be good. I think that sounds good to me. But anyway, yeah. See, I told you that I was going to have this, but I didn't tell you I was going to be able to communicate it very well. So we'll have that for you. But anyway, I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you very much are thankful and thankful for your family and friends, and communicate that to them as well. We have a lot of things to be thankful for. I know here at Iowa Catholic Radio, one of the things that we're most thankful for is you. Because we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to do what we do if it wasn't for you. And I do mean that. We are 100% listener supported, by the way. And so when that's the case, we heavily rely on our listeners. And we know we come to you a couple times a year to be able to help us. Giving Tuesday is another day for you to help us, if you will. But we try to give back the best that we can to you. But God bless you and thank you so much. I am thankful, truly, for my listeners and for all of you here that make Iowa Catholic Radio what it is. Coming up right after this, Donna Heckler is going to be on. She's a global marketing executive. She's got a new book out called Marketing God-Inspired Strategies for Building the Kingdom. Donna, right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning, friends, right here on this Iowa Catholic Radio. And I want to thank all of those that make Iowa Catholic Radio what it is. All of you that have come together to be able to help us in tremendous ways. And one of our newest underwriters is Five Sons Naturescapes, Landscape and Design. I want to thank you for underwriting the show. The Pugh family, boy, I'll tell you, Five Sons Naturescapes, Landscape and Design, that was a dream for them many years ago, and it's come to fruition now. They've been listeners for a long time on Iowa Catholic Radio and have served families all across Central Iowa now for a few years with outdoor landscaping and design, making the outside of homes look beautiful and helping you to manage it for years to come. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. That's 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
We're grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet, Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift to Iowa Catholic Radio? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 taxes. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Blessma International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessma International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
You are the anchor for my soul. You won't let go. You won't let go.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November 27th. Let's get to it. Our first guest, a global marketing executive who has been blessed with a prominent career in the corporate sector, now taking those gifts and bringing them to us in the Catholic world. Marketing God, Inspired Strategies for Building the Kingdom, the author of, Donna Heckler joins me. Hello, Donna.
Hello, so nice to speak with you today.
Well, when did you think, you know, these principles that I've learned for so many years in marketing, these can really kind of transfer into our Catholic faith?
I absolutely think they can. You know, I'd worked in corporate and would go to church on Sunday, so I wasn't focused on how they could apply to our faith until really a few years ago. And I started getting more and more involved with the church and working and supporting even some various religious orders and apostolates. And I kept seeing issues. And I thought, you know, if they only knew a few of the little things we know from corporate, maybe we could reach more people. So it probably was a few years ago that I started to put the pieces together.
What's the biggest message that you have to give? What is the number one message, Donna, that you say, you know, we have got to get this down. If we can make this happen, then we're going to be on to something here in our Catholic faith.
So I would have to say that the biggest message for me has been that marketing is all about creating loyalty. That's what I would do in corporate. And if we can take those things that allow us to help people become loyal to Energizer batteries and use them to help people become loyal to God, then we've made a difference.
You're saying loyalty, so, correct?
Loyalty. Loyalty. Help. Let's use marketing elements and strategies to help people learn to be loyal to God. Hmm. And so that, to me, is the biggest message. And there's all sorts of things that fall into that. But fundamentally, if we can instill loyalty, oh, what a difference we could make.
Yeah, I got to think your target market here are leaders in the Catholic faith as well. Parishes, dioceses, people that are working in schools, Catholic organizations, startups, apostolates, all of that would probably be your niche for this. And then, of course, it can expand out. But, these principles and rules that you have in here, I just got to think. I'm thinking, as a parishioner myself or someone that's a part of the parish council would love something like this.
Absolutely. And in fact, my publisher's OSV, and they're going to do a promo for the book for parishes in January, because that's exactly what they're thinking as well. And what we've been thinking is let's help get it into the parish hands. Although, if I may, I've been speaking a lot. I always speak a lot, it seems. And a lot of the parishioners are coming up and saying, but can't I just use this too as I think about this or think about that? So while I think the primary audience, is absolutely leaders of our faith, I do think that for the general population to understand some of the principles of marketing and understand the role they play is not a bad thing.
And you've used sacred scripture to be able to help with this as well, point to many different verses. In fact, I think each chapter has a scripture verse kind of at the top to be able to help illustrate these strategies as well. You have a lot of them, though. Was it difficult to kind of find a bunch of these here?
Well, I have to tell you, if I could just be honest, the corporate person came out and I was like, oh my heavens, I'll never find a Bible verse for every chapter.
Yeah.
Oh, was I wrong. Mm. Oh, was I wrong? I have to tell you, the hardest part of writing the book was that there were multiple Bible verses for each chapter. And it occurred to me that, in fact, the Bible has many of the teachings that we have here. I just put them more in everyday language, the way we're using it in corporate. But there's so much richness in the Bible about how to communicate and how to share and how to make sure we're delivering our promise. And quite frankly, how to help people down the path to loyalty.
I want to go a little deeper in loyalty here, because as a parishioner, I want to hear that, because we want to get parishioners. I want to specifically talk about parishes here. We want to get parishioners mm-hmm. to be loyal to God. We want to get them to be loyal to our community, to each other as well, and accountable to each other. How do we do that? I mean, it's one thing to say it for us, but what's kind of a two-step process that we can take with us today?
So I would say it's more of a three or four step process, and I can go through it real quickly.
Yeah.
You have to be available. So nobody can ever be loyal to anything if you're not available. So the church has to be open. The parish has to be open. The people have to know that it is open and ready for anybody to come in.
Hmm.
The second step on the path to loyalty is awareness. People need to be aware that the parish is available and is there for them. And that seems like it's simple, but it really is very difficult. That's where we need to reach people in social media or so many different ways to reach our community and say, we are here for you. Once they're aware, they have to try it. They have to step in that door, and they have to have a positive experience. And that experience needs to reflect what I would say is the brand promise of the parish. So if your parish claims that it is friendly and somebody is, they know you're available, they're aware of you, and they're trying you for the first time, and nobody says hello, you're never going to come back. So you have to have availability, you have to have awareness, and then you have to have trial. And when they try, then you want them to repeat and repeat, and that's how you create loyalty. I mean, it's a pretty simple method and to describe, except it's really difficult to always execute on. So when we think about a parish, we have to think, do people really know who we are? Do they understand who we are? Are they willing to step in the door? And when they step in the door, what is the experience they're having? And when they have that experience, excuse me, are they finding God? Are they finding the promise of our faith alive in the parish? And in doing that, are they able to come back time and time and time again and truly become not just loyal to the parish, but truly loyal to God.
Well, I got to think, Donna, if you were to be invited to parishes and go and sit down and maybe give a half day or a full day seminar for the parish staff and then maybe give a talk for the entire community at night, you could really do something. I hope you're doing something like that.
We are starting to figure that out.
Yeah.
So in corporate, you know, I also had a side business for many years. So I have run brand strategy, marketing strategy for small businesses many, many, many times. And I have been absolutely looking at how do we make it really focused on parishes because they need different things. And so, yeah, it's structuring it. First step was getting the book done.
Yes. Well, you got it done, and we need you out there. We need business minds that have come together. I've seen what that can look like and what it can do just on a firsthand level from for Iowa Catholic Radio, and then it just in general as it continues to spiral out. We need good business, solid minds that can help us in this arena. You're one of them. Donna Heckler, everyone, thank you, Donna, for coming on. Where can people get your book?
Oh, so they can get the book, certainly at Amazon. It's there. You can find it on my website, too, if you'd like, which is www.DonnaAHeckler.com. So there's two A's there, DonnaAHeckler.com. And certainly you can go to the publisher's website, which is OSV.com. And again, they are very interested in reaching parishes, so they're going to have a special program or promotion in January for all parishes.
Very cool.
I think the book will be just $3.
Wow. I like
during
that.
During the month of January, yeah.
Sounds good to me. And friends, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you. The book title, Marketing God-Inspired Strategies for Building the Kingdom, Donna Heckler. Thank you, Donna, for coming on. God bless your work.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
You as well. Donna Heckler, everyone. Coming up, Bo Bonner, director of the Zeta Institute for Foundations and Ethics, here in the second half hour. Don't go anywhere, friends. John Leonetti in the morning, right here on this Thanksgiving Eve. And a big thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show, rrrealty.com. When you drive out to Jordan Creek Parkway, and maybe you're going to be going out there during this time of the year, a Black Friday, maybe going out to Jordan Creek Mall or something, I don't know, maybe you avoid all of that. But if you do, and you're driving out there, look to your right, and you'll see that beautiful, big, brand new building that they have built out there. And I know there's some offices still that are looking to rent out there. RRRealty.com, thank you for underwriting this show. When I talk about business minds that have come to the table to be able to help us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, I was thinking of you. RRRealty.com. Father Andrew, now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. After the previous passage, Jesus continues to warn people that following him isn't easy and will result in their faith being tested. The faith that lends to our persecution is the same faith that helps us persevere and gain eternal life. So there's no challenge that God allows us to undergo without giving us what we need to overcome it.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bosen from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bosen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bosen.com.
Talking gratitude here in the second half hour with Bo Bonner. Looking forward to that. What is it and why or how do we achieve it or get there to be grateful for our lives and also for each other and those people? What does it feel like to be grateful as well? So, and to live in that constant state of thanksgiving or gratitude to Almighty God. How do we get there? So we'll talk to Bo about that. I don't think there's one easy answer to it, but we'll kind of comb over it as the best we can here. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Well, talking about those that I'm grateful for, still continuing on with my underwriters here of this show and all those that make Iowa Catholic Radio possible, Blessman International, thank you for underwriting this show. Every week, Blessman International provides 12,000 meals to impoverished families and children in South Africa, and they do so with a grateful heart, grateful for what God has given to them, and they just want to give back. BlessmanInternational.org, you're doing just that. BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, sir.
Well, good morning, John. I don't know what was more painful, hearing you list all the ingredients for a recipe or me enduring the prediction Friday throughout the season, or trying to read curling scores for my brother up north of Des Moines.
Right.
I don't know what was more painful. I'm still trying to decide.
Just take all of what I said, throw it into a giant bowl, mix it up with the bread, throw it into the crock pot, put it on low for 8 hours, and you're done. How about that? That's
easy.
Well,
that wasn't part of it. You had some saute in before that,
yeah,
and that's what kind of threw you, I thought, is where everything turned. Deacon
right.
Tony and I think, were listening, and the whole recipe thing turned when you had to do sauteing with part of the ingredients, and I think you needed to clarify that.
Well, I don't know what half of these words mean in my wife's cookbook. So someone sent a text in that says, step that stuffing up an extra notch with 12 ounces of sliced mushrooms and 12 cups of wild rice. Boy, you want to load those carbs even more.
Oh, there you go.
I would love the mushrooms. My wife definitely would not. She's not a mushroom person, but yes, I would love that.
That was awesome. And we need that as a show promo for Jimmy and Deacon Tony there in the studio. That should be a show promo. Sprinkle it throughout all the programming throughout the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
I have a hard enough time reading, but I open my wife's cookbook and it's just game over for me.
That is awesome. That was one of the best things I heard.
Yeah.
I think I was brushing my teeth at the time when that came out. I think I spit out all the toothpaste. I think that's what was going on.
Yeah, there's something there. But if she would ever come on this show, my wife, she could explain these things. She's an incredible cook, but she doesn't want to ever come on. So she's been on once to wish me a happy birthday about 5 years ago, and she said that was enough for her for the next like 30 years. So I'll get us when maybe we're 70 or 80.
You know, if we can get our wives to host a show one day,
wouldn't
my
that be
wife
fun?
Can read the weather and sport, and then your wife can do what she does in your position. Then Deacon Tony, Eileen's got the most experience because she's been on radio.
Yes, she
Deacon
would.
Deacon Tony's wife. We could put a show together one day, all we ask them, one day and 1 hour.
Well, Eileen, she would run that show. My wife would hide in a corner somewhere. She doesn't want anything to do with a microphone. She sees that and she runs.
Unlike her husband.
Yeah.
Are we talking a cooking show here then, Mark?
Cooking show. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Well,
cooking
Catholics. Tony, that's a good... there you go. That's an interesting point. They can invite their own guests. They can set up their hour. They can invite their own guests.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Hey, and in all seriousness, happy Thanksgiving to everybody there at Iowa Catholic Radio. John, Deacon Tony, Jimmy, all the folks behind the scenes, Brian, Greg Richwine last night helping me out with our game at Lincoln. That was quite the ordeal. But thanks to everybody behind the scenes and everybody, our listeners, supporters, and sponsors of Iowa Catholic Radio, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you as well, and we're thankful for you and what you provide for us. I texted you, you're good. You're really good on air for us in our sports. I was even thinking about that last night. So keep it up, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, John. I'll work on my emotion a little bit. I'll try to get more emotionally.
Yeah, you gotta feel it a little bit more.
I'm too calm, so I have to work on that, but I appreciate that.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning. Weather is in the forecast. If you're traveling north and west of Des Moines, you may encounter some of that, winter-like conditions, as they're now calling for whiteout conditions in parts of Iowa today, so be mindful of that. Right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies, some flurries in the area, 33 degrees, but there is a wind advisory until noon today here in central Iowa. As right now we have west-northwest winds at 30 miles per hour. That feels like temperature right now, 19 degrees. And today, the snow will be ending. Blowing snow in parts of central Iowa, partly cloudy otherwise. Steady temperatures throughout the day. We've reached our high of 33 degrees. Northwest winds keeping it very cold, 25 to 35 miles per hour throughout the day. And again, a wind advisory until noon today. Tonight, cloudy skies, overnight low of 24 degrees. Then tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy. We'll see light snow later in the afternoon, a high of 38 for your Thursday. Friday, rain heavy at times, a high of 44 degrees. And on Saturday and Sunday, we'll see rain early on Saturday with a high of 54 degrees. And on Sunday, flurries, temperatures will drop down to 37 degrees for a high. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, Iowa's soybean harvest is done, while the Iowa corn harvest is not far behind. In its weekly crop report, the Iowa Department of Agriculture says 86% of Iowa's corn crop has been picked 10 days behind last year and 2 weeks behind the five-year average. So if you're traveling to Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, you might notice the corn still standing in parts of the fields. Much of the harvested corn and soybeans in Iowa have a higher-than-desired moisture content, and the state's farmers are having a hard time getting the propane that they need to fuel grain dryers. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print, in a game you heard part of last night on Iowa Catholic Radio. Girls basketball, the season opener. A second-ranked Dowling went over and traveled to Des Moines Lincoln. That game was suspended in the second quarter due to a power outage. They will resume that game later in the season. Yesterday, men's college basketball, both Drake, Northern Iowa, and Iowa State, all in men's basketball tournaments throughout the Thanksgiving weekend. Last night, West Virginia handed Northern Iowa its first loss of the season as West Virginia defeated Northern Iowa 60-55 down at the Cancun Challenge. Also last night, Drake defeated Northeastern 59-56 in the Gulf Coast Classic at Fort Myers, Florida. Today, Drake takes on Murray State at 12:30 to continue that classic. Northern Iowa takes on South Carolina tonight at 5 o'clock. And the Iowa State Cyclones get involved with their postseason Thanksgiving holiday. They take on Michigan this morning, 11 o'clock, down at the Bahamas Classic, and they'll televise that game on ESPN. Today, women's college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeyes take on Cincinnati at 1:30 at the Puerto Rico Classic. Last night, NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves defeated Northern Arizona 132-107, while in AHL hockey, Texas defeated the Iowa Wild 7-3 down in Austin, Texas. Tonight, right here in Des Moines, Des Moines Buccaneers are home. They'll face off at 6:30 against Dubuque at Buccaneer Arena. And today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled due to the Thanksgiving holiday. And once again, from the WHO TV, Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Cloudy skies, some flurries in the area, 33 degrees. A wind advisory today until noon, as we have winds right now in the northwest at 30 miles per hour, as blowing snow will be a part of today. Partly cloudy skies otherwise, high of 33 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Again, this Thanksgiving Eve, a pretty easy drive as you're heading in. 7 minutes from the West Mixer to downtown 235. Slowing down a little bit coming from the East Mixer. About an 8 minute drive for you there as you're headed into work. Also, there is an accident downtown Locust at 10th. So use caution there. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint spoke in plain and simple language to show his flock his great love of God and neighbor. St. Francesco Antonio Fasani today. He was a conventional Franciscan and pastor in his hometown of Lucara, Italy. For a while, he taught philosophy to his younger brothers as they were entering the order. Then was later named provincial and the master of the novices. Francesco was a sought-after confessor. One witness testified in his preaching he spoke in a familiar way, filled as he was with the love of God and neighbor, fired by the Holy Spirit. He made use of the words and deed of Holy Scripture, stirring his listeners and moving them to do penance. At his death in Lucara, children ran through the streets and cried out, "The saint is dead. The saint is dead." Eventually, friends, we become what we choose. If we choose meanness or stinginess, we become mean or stingy. If we choose humility or compassion, we become humble or compassionate. The holiness of Francesco Antonio Fasani today resulted from his many small decisions to cooperate with God's grace. And guess what? He became a saint. Today we ask Saint Francesco Antonio Fasani to pray for us. Amen. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. A deacon here in Des Moines, experienced in wills and estate planning, makes it easy on you because he does the work for you. Been doing it for 30 years. 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. When we come back, Bo Bonner coming up right here on the show. Bo is going to be talking about, you guessed it, gratitude. What does it mean to live in this state of thanksgiving? To be gracious, to be thankful, there we go, to Almighty God for the gift of life, but also for everything that he's given us. After all his gift, all his grace. We're going to talk to Bo about what that can look like in our lives as well and how to cultivate that in a deeper sense. Bo Bonner on gratitude right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Your full range of residential plumbing services in Des Moines, Iowa. Household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. You know that by now. And most of you know that something goes wrong, but oftentimes it happens when it actually goes wrong. That's when we find out. Trusted plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each time. I just call them. Excuse me, they call me 2 times a year and come out, make sure everything's in order, and it always is, thanks to them. GoldenRulePHC.com. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Father Marty Chevalier is celebrating a birthday today. Father Marty is among our retired priests. Happy birthday. Plan on attending Catholic Charities' annual holiday reception to raise money for homeless families. No Room at the Inn will take place Friday, December 6th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Catholic Pastoral Center in downtown Des Moines. This event features live music, a silent auction, a display of nativities, and much more. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org and click on events for details and to register. Our new bishop has had his weekly radio show, Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson, for almost 2 months, and he wants to hear from you. Tell us how you've experienced Jesus by texting 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop. Again, tell us the ways your faith has been impacted or you've experienced Jesus, whether big or small. Text 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop, and he may talk about it on an upcoming show. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Lee and Eddie in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Sons Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Sons Naturescapes at fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet, Executive Director. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 taxes. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you from Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you.
Thanks for joining me, friends. And a happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Let's go to our last guest of the day. You know him. He needs no introduction. Bo Bonner. Hi, Bo.
Good morning, John. How are you?
To you. I'm doing fine. Food you're most looking forward to tomorrow.
The fact that I don't have to buy most of it for my entire family.
You know, where are you going?
Over to relatives. Down to Oklahoma. We're going to hit the Bonner and Gibson. That's my mom's side of the family for Thanksgiving. So my side of the family got Thanksgiving. My wife's side got Christmas. So
nice. Now, when are you going? It's a long drive.
We're going to go later today if the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, you know, all that sort of stuff. But if the weather works out, hopefully today.
It's going to be windy, so keep both hands on the wheel. Let's talk about gratitude here at Thanksgiving. What does it mean to be thankful to Almighty God? How do we know we're thankful? That's a question I've asked myself before. How do I even know I'm grateful to God for what I have?
Well, I mean, as far as like psychologically, whether you know you're grateful, it's that starts to be something that each individual has to continually ask themselves.
Yeah.
I think the best way is to start to ask what we mean, like the object of thankfulness and why we need to be thankful in the beginning. And so if you look at someone like Thomas Aquinas, he'll bring up a list of virtues that all seem to relate to us. So we have thankfulness or gratitude, which is just sort of like the Latin word for it. You have words like piety, right? So the sort of devotion or honor or debt that we owe our parents and the country that we came from and the families that we belong to. And then religion itself is the special virtue of worship. That's what's owed God because of what he is as the creator of the universe. And really all of this fits under justice. I know we don't usually think of being thankful as a matter of justice, but justice, of course, in the end, John, is just a question of giving each person what is their due. So we often think of justice only in terms of economics, like what money I owe people, or the law, obeying the law, or restitution of the law if I break it. But actually the way in which justice sort of shows up the most in our lives, I would argue, on a day-to-day basis, is something like gratitude or thankfulness. Hmm. We are a just person, and we have the virtue of justice if we show thankfulness and gratitude and appreciation to all of the people that we meet, whether that be people we run into at the gas station, whether it's people who are much more monumental to our lives, again, parents and family. But then, like you said, in the most basic way, do we show God that we're thankful and that that's the sort of basis of all other justice, whether it be religion, piety, economic, or even legal justice. Thankfulness is the beginning of giving people what they're due.
So let's not try to overcomplicate this, right? I mean, if we're going to thank God, that means we reserve some time to actually thank him?
Yes, I mean, so one thing that's really nice about having a human mouth with the ability to speak is that we are one of the ways that we can exchange. I mean, I know, again, like people get uncomfortable about this, but again, the medievals will talk about it. Think about how do you relinquish a debt? How do you pay a debt? And so the debt is something that's owed, and you can do that through certain means, right? I can give you $10 for what I owe, or I can exchange something of equal worth, et cetera, et cetera. And lucky for humans, through human language and will and intention and imagination, we can show thankfulness to God himself in prayer, that we stop to say, Lord, I am thankful. And of course, you can lie to God, because just like you can lie to anyone else, but if we stop and take the time to admit we have all these blessings, and then we form that intention in our heart and our mind, I am thankful, and then we tell God himself in prayer, thank you. This is the beginning of justice between us creatures and God the Creator.
Yeah, yeah, and I like what you said there. Just being mindful to thank our Lord on a regular basis. There are litany of gratitude. There are different prayers. Any prayer, I'll put you on the spot here, but any prayer come to mind?
Well, I mean, to give the sort of obvious answer, the Eucharist, literally, yep. Like that word means thankfulness. So to even just participate in the Eucharist at all. I know a lot of people, they'll even kind of get it backwards, right? I'm not going to go to Eucharist because I can't receive communion today. I ate or I need to go to confession. No, friends, just to go to communion, even if it's like a weekday one and you can only like stop in for a little bit, to participate at all in the Eucharist is the highest gift of thanksgiving, to give thanks to God, not only because you're giving thanks for the sacrifice of Christ, but through the sacrifice of Christ, you're giving back the one gift that is appropriate, that matches up truly to the debt of what God has given us, and that's his only begotten Son.
But I want to clarify what you just said. You're not saying to go if you like eaten or you need to go to confession, that then you may need to withhold yourself from Holy Communion, but you can still go and participate in Eucharist, in the actual Mass.
Go to Mass.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yeah. Like, sorry, yes, because it's a good clarification.
No problem. Bo Bonner, everyone. And you're working on something pretty neat right now. I know I got a letter in the mail for it, and my wife and I are going to donate to it, but to explain it really quick.
The Newman idea, yes. So very quickly, the idea is the vast majority of all Catholic students who go to college actually do not go to Catholic colleges. They go to state schools, secular schools, etc. And the question is, how do we allow for or get people the opportunity who go to those colleges to be formed still in the great Catholic intellectual tradition? And in short, that's what we're going to do. We have a group that started this in Louisiana. We're trying to start this in Iowa in the Midwest. And so if you're interested, you can go to thenewmanidea.org.
The Newman Idea?
Yes.
.org, everyone. And give a little bit to it. I know Teresa and I are going to support thenewmanidea.org, and hopefully you can as well. Bo Bonner, see you later.
God bless, and thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, brother. That puts this show in the books, friends. We're not going to have a show tomorrow or on Friday. Instead, we're going to be playing some Christmas music. Love it or not, you're going to listen to some Christmas music tomorrow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Friends, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank Deacon Tony, Jimmy, Brian, Tony, everyone here, Maddie, Bell, all of you that make Iowa Catholic Radio what it is. To our entire board, to all of our listeners and supporters, God bless you. I'm thankful for you. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us this Thanksgiving season and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.